Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hour number three begins. Wow. Well, we are rolling. 8:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're probably familiar with her by now. She's been a many-time guest. Nanette Holt has done work with the Epoch Times, still contributes there. Also doing independent journalism as well. Nanette, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. It's always nice to see you guys.
How did your other half fare out after Father's Day?
I think he did well. He got something he had wanted for a long time, and I got it from a local gun store, so he's excited.
Okay.
That's a good day.
That sounds... Now Greg's all of a sudden, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good day, right?
One of the things you're exposing here is these NGOs that we've heard a lot about. When they expose USAID, we saw a lot of this money's going to NGOs, and they're supposed to do like non-government operations, supposed to be helpful in different areas, communities. It's been used by the State Department to kind of make friends. But now it seems like not only are things out of control, but you're saying, look, this is a lot of this is direct taxpayer dollars and it's not going where we think it is.
Well, it's all out in the open if you know where to look. There's a pretty neat group called Data Republican. You can find them at datarepublican.com. Don't let the name scare you. They don't come across as super partisan, as far as I can tell. I mean, they're just laying out the numbers. And wow, if you didn't want to fund the No Kings protests and violent activity in Los Angeles, too bad you're funding it because you're a taxpayer. And the charts are there. I mean, if you go to datarepublican.com, I'm not a numbers girl, I'm a words girl, but I started going down the rabbit hole last night and I needed to go get snacks because it's a fascinating read when you click on, say, a group, say, okay, well, what does the Orange County United Way do with their $18 million they get from taxpayers? Well, they give it to the Tides Foundation, which gives it to a Jewish Voice for Peace, which funds these kinds of protests, surprisingly.
So in this case, Orange County United Way, you're not talking about money that was raised by people. This is what the government kind of kicks in, like a match type thing?
Correct. Okay. So the Data Republican has it broken down, how much Orange County United Way might take in, which appears to be about $36 million, but then, you know, goes crazy from there with taxpayer money.
Okay.
And a lot of organizations I saw on these lists are organizations I personally write a check to. Not through the IRS. And I was stunned to see how they take my money and they pass it out to other groups that do not represent the values that I want represented. So anyway.
One that you brought up to me was you say, look, this money is flowing and some of it's flowing. And I saw the Tides Foundation. They're receiving money that in essence would be taxpayer money. But yet we hear like, oh, that was funded by the Tides Foundation. And I go, well, those nutbags can do what they want with their money. But apparently it's not always or all of it their money, is it?
If you look at these graphs, almost every one of these groups gives money to the Tides Foundation. So we're funding the Tides Foundation. So I hope you like what they do because you're paying for it.
And you got to do your homework because you'd be surprised at some of these groups, what they stand for and the kind of work that they do. Yeah. Greg's trying to keep you on microphone.
Oh.
We're going to have to give her one, that one that's like this.
That's a telephone.
No, they have them for everybody now.
Oh, one of those. Oh, like the Garth Brooks look.
Yeah.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So look, you're looking into this stuff. Do you think they'll ever, I mean, all you can do is let people know that's happening, but we need Congress to act on this to make sure that money doesn't go into these groups, correct?
Well, exactly. And I think that's why we saw Elon Musk, you know, have such a reaction because he expected Congress to say, what? We're giving money here? Let's end it. And that's just not how the legislative process works. So, you know, his frustration is what I was feeling last night when I was going through. This is total Doge ready for someone to just take apart.
Well, they're working with some of that through the rescission process. It's not anywhere near the kind of amounts that we were hoping to hear about, but it appears that they're moving in that direction. All right, we got to get to this too. China. And a new COVID, a different COVID, or the same old COVID that's going to impact people? That's the guess?
You know, once these viruses get going, whether they were engineered, as some believe, or whether they were naturally occurring, they just keep changing. And normally they get less and less problematic. But
generally.
But, you know, when China starts warning the rest of us that COVID is coming back and it's coming back stronger, that we need to pay attention to. And we have a doctor in Florida, very interesting guy, Eduardo Barbona. He's in Jacksonville. He treated all his patients with ivermectin very successfully. Last time I talked to him, he had treated about 700 people, including very old people who had been on life support, gave them ivermectin, and they completely healed. So he is working on putting together legislation that he hopes our state lawmakers will make law that you can get ivermectin over the counter. Because right now, if you have the right channels, you can get ivermectin made in India for about 30 cents a pill. But if you go to a local pharmacy and try to get a 5-day course of ivermectin, it's going to be almost $400.
Really?
And that's according to this doctor.
Well, this pill has been around for decades and decades and decades. And before the whole COVID thing, it was literally pennies per dose.
Well, yeah, it's used for a lot of different things. This doctor actually even prescribes it to people fighting prostate cancer. There is well researched. I mean, there are studies, lists and lists of studies about how to use this drug successfully. It's very safe. Despite what the government tried to tell us during COVID, they put out a lot of fearful, you know, fear-mongering warnings about how dangerous COVID was, ivermectin was in treating COVID. But fact of the matter is, I not only know a lot of people who took ivermectin, I myself was very sick with COVID and took ivermectin, and immediately within 2 hours, I was breathing better.
How many of our, you know, if you're older or have comorbidities, there was a good chance that COVID could have put you in the hospital or killed you, okay, if you've got comorbidities. I don't recall, and I may be corrected on this, but we've got, 450 people or whatever between the House and the Senate. I don't remember. Did anybody succumb from that?
You got to wonder why. I don't think so. I think some have. I mean, my theory is some have passed because they got a vaccine that maybe didn't interact well with them. And, you know, there are some real questions about people who are dying unexpectedly from, you know, heart problems, maybe being linked to the vaccine. A lot of people believe there's a lot of research that backs that up. But this ivermectin is so safe, according to this doctor, and in many studies. So it would be really interesting if we could just go down and buy it when this COVID starts hitting here. Maybe we could all take care of ourselves and stay out of the hospital.
I heard you're going to be a snake hunter.
I am. So every year, the state, of course, opens season on these pythons that have become very problematic, especially down in South Florida. They get huge very quickly. They eat a lot of animals we need to keep out in the ecosystem to keep things balanced, and they need to be removed. People had them as pets. They got too big, and so they released them thinking, oh, the snake can live on its own and have a good life. The problem is it becomes a problem, so I'm going to go out and try to catch some of these 16, 18 footers.
They multiply fast.
They really
do. That's the
problem.
Catch them? What do you mean you're going to catch them? Oh, you're just going to catch them, and what happens after that?
It's like a catch and release,
well,
I hope.
No, we catch and remove. So, you know, some of these snakes...
Are we going to have some python burgers after
well,
your trip?
Might,
new boots or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Why not?
You know, the people who remove these snakes, actually, some of them do it for a living. They work for the state as
sure.
contractors.
Mm,
and they
wow.
do. I mean, they use the snake. The snake will be used.
Yeah, I hate to see it go to waste, really, truly.
Yeah, I'm just hoping not to fall in the water. That would be very unpleasant. You do a lot of this snake hunting at night.
Don't let them wrap themselves around you.
Yeah.
That's not a hug.
No, because that's what they start out as.
Uh-huh.
How would you like a little hug?
Uh-huh.
Seriously, though, these snakes are big enough to eat people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eat deer and everything else.
So. They're like, some of them are, I don't know, like a foot across or whatever.
So it's a bit unnerving to sign the waiver that if I become a snake snack, it's, you know, my family can't seek any compensation.
The snake snack. Here comes Nanette.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. The trip, not her being
now,
a
why
snake.
Are you doing, do we find out why you're doing it?
Well, I'm going to do this story for the Epic Times. But,
okay.
But I just want to document what happens and why is it a problem to release your snake into the wild? This is kind of the big thing.
Scary
well,
stuff.
Nanette, always a pleasure. I think we covered the gamut here around the world, right back to the Everglades, and good job.
Well,
thank you. It's 8:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got all the big headlines, major stories coming at you next on 97.3 The Sky.
We ain't going snake hunting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.